4, 3, you're live. It's weird. I almost never see that message on the iPad. I don't know where my iPad is. It's in my bag somewhere. Not this backpack. It must be in my bag with my clothes or something that I brought to Boston. Oh, and this thing's on the Wi-Fi, so as I drive away from the building, it'll probably get weird. And then reconnect, I guess. I don't know. Wi-Fi. 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 It's a dumb word. Rolled down my window, yelled at this lady what she thinks about the... Riding a Razor scooter.
Thank you, Coach Silla. My name is Chami, and God bless you all. Thank you.
I suspect my sunglasses are also in that bag because I don't know where the fuck they are.
All right, thanks so much for listening to the show. I am DJ Liquid Todd, at Liquid Todd on Twitter. DJ...
Make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close.
How was Pax? Pax was good. It was fun. You know, we did our panel. I did that other panel and then... There was the wrestling panel, and that was a lot of fun.
Everybody got their cups, but they ain't shifting. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours before I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the DOG. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to back into this bitch named Shay. She used to be the homeboy's lady. When I tell that bitch, please raise up all these NUGs, could you get none of these, Eddie?
The wrestling thing's fun because it's just like backstage, it's just a ton of people just like very. Dedicated to putting this fucking dumb thing together. And some people are more nervous than others, and some people have not done it before. And, you know, it's got like a. I mean, obviously, it has that real theater vibe of like, all right, gotta change into these clothes. Gotta, well, we've only got one green room, so I'm just gonna be standing here in my underwear for a second. Well, I go from this to this, and that's just how it's going to be. Like, that type of, like, quick-changey kind of some kind of thing, you know? It's got a real fucking theater kid quality to it, you know? And because it was on the main stage, like, the tech crew was, like, fucking straight up pro. Like, it was a big multi-camera shoot, and I don't know how it played on the stream. Well, I watched a little bit of it. I guess Dan just posted, like, whatever, it's like a multi-camera edit of, like, because there's people there shooting it separately for a separate edit of that thing. And so I guess, I don't know, maybe they're cutting it now, so they had something of Dan out there talking, and he put that up on his YouTube channel. That's a pretty funny bit. I think originally the thing was supposed to happen backstage. There would be like a camera backstage for backstage promos. But then it's way funnier to have Dan out on stage saying, "Greg Miller, I know you're here in the building somewhere," while Greg is literally standing in front of him. Southern Preacher, yeah, Cohen, from the Hive Swap, yeah, that dude was real good, I talked to him very briefly, he seems like a real good guy. Pat's footage? No, I think Pat said he was going to post his stuff about a week or so. That it was going to take him to get it together. I got to briefly speak to the Chikara guys. That was cool. Falling prey to the most illegal move in the history of wrestling. Something of a high water mark for everyone who was on that stage, I suspect. Thank you. It was funny to see, because like the video, the you know, someone ripped the Twitch archive and uploaded it. And so like seeing some comments on that and some comments around that, people were like, they need to get it together, man. They barely played any video games. Like, I don't know what the fuck is this, you know, like, I want to see some competitive matches in N64 wrestling games. And I've got bad news for all of those people. Like, what? Like, what? That is not what you are watching. That is not the... If there was a way to 100% remove the playing of video games from this thing and have, like, the conflicts resolve in a different way, I think that would probably be a better way to go. Make a fake video game. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're the first to hit upon the idea of what if the video game footage was completely rigged. But it's not gone there. And in this case, like, the matches that were the games that were supposed to be played, like, none of the outcomes of that were to be rigged or anything like that. Once it got down to actual playing of video games, those were all scheduled to just be the playing of video games. Patrick did good shaky hands. I'll have to go back and watch that. I was watching from the back, and, like, I could see, like, a lot of the camera shots and then kind of see the side of the stage and stuff. There's some stuff I'm sure I missed. But, yeah, I thought he was pretty good. He was pretty good at being jittery. That was a hard... That was one of those things where I think it could have been lost on people if it wasn't executed well. And I think there were some people that were, like, coming out of that going, like, wait, does that mean Dan and Patrick are working together? Like, no. I think the original idea was he was going to have tape over his mouth. But no one had tape, so... Yeah, I bet they must have had gaff tape. Anyway, for whatever reason, he did not get taped up across the mouth. A lot of things get lost in the moment of, okay, do this, we got to do this, bang this out, set this up. We have an extremely tight time limit. That was some pretty good-looking fake money that they had, also. Fake money gun costs $60. Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, I imagine the Drake's money suit was not $0 also. And yeah, I don't know. I had fun. It was fun sitting on that bit for 6 months or however long it's been since Seattle. It was really fun sitting on that and going, like, I know exactly how this is going to go. I know exactly how it's like what the move is, like some of the wrappings around it in terms of, like, where that fit into an overall story kind of came together late. But yeah. right, do I have a backup pair of sunglasses in this car? Because it is fucking bright. I don't. Shit. These glasses are not sunglasses. I don't need to see what color the sun is. I need to not see the sun.
Girl, she's work, she's just going down. Hip hop hits. Period.
That's all we dropping over here, man.
You gotta go to my man Juggy, man. Fuck with my man Juggy. Me and Juggy got to Bill last week, actually a couple weeks ago. And there's a bunch of records that Juggy's fucking with that I'm not. Keep it on. But that's what fucking family's for. So, Juggy, let's get it going. Heavy hitters. Yeah, come on, Juggy.
Yes, indeed, it's the heavy hitter DJ Juggy, broadcasting live from Salt Lake City, Utah, on the inaugural Boom Bap Mix right here on Shape 45 Sirius XM, the heavy hitter show. Every Monday night, I'm going to pass it out the hottest hip-hop joint. Not any hip-hop, though. That Boom Bap shit, that hardcore hip-hop. We start off this week with my man Concise Kilgore, featuring Cali Agent Number 1, my man Rasco, produced by Static Selector. It's called the Selfie Block, his first break. I'm sorta like, I totally cuts. Down in conflict, the heroin that ran through the veins, nigga sick. I saw the Broncos first break. I walk the Stanley Kubrick script. All I hear is how the game is so whack. I take a deep breath, cock back and yak. On that Alpha Fame shit, M6, J and Dame shit. Reasonable doubt, I'm an angel's arrangement. My drive is the blame. Set the sun out the sky and turn wine into purple rain. Supreme magnetic, New York aesthetic. The brain that Bill Gates with Tupac embedded. In the city, religion is predetermined. I'm feeling like Michael Jordan ripping the hearts out of Mormons. My legacy
legacy will always remain in the rafters. God is next rappers than anybody thereafter. Last sound it humbles my infectious laughter. If they in the top 10, they all can get cast. But four by four, pieces of a dream. Only rap I had a soul like in the slum by clean. Look at the stars and let my buzzer beam. Decoding the 24 balls, red coin dropped on cream. Broke down a scheme and watched the words gleam. Forming a transit shower like a media stream. Raising the phoenix like the parents of Joaquin. Putting the cherry moon on the shores of El Manahim. Trap rappers in the scene from Halloween. Smoke a dust button, write something obscene. Almost famous, pack that metal face, stainless red like District Nightmare. I'm Dana Danish. Doing chin-ups on published pin-ups. Middle Italy, out of worship, watch for the influx.
This is Slapbox expert, for money to text works. I make your chest hurt and give them my best work. You niggas too funny, we dealing with new money. You need to move from me, you niggas be too bummy. My dude's still at it, extreme is real static. So let's count it up, I'm good at mathematics. It better add up, I give them a half cut. And take the other half and be at the bank fast. Wanna be fake ass, emergency break.
Jet lag too. I mostly just stayed on West Coast time while I was there. Like, I can go to bed before 2 any night I was there, and I was usually waking up at like 10, 9 or 10, you know.
Cash.
Yeah, and PAX was good. It was good to see everybody. Get out, meet some new people, see some fresh faces, some friends, a lot of people. Jackbox panel was fun. I'm glad I won a game. I wasn't sure how that whole thing was gonna go. I was talking to him beforehand. Like, I had not seen Jerry at PAX since the year we interviewed him, which at this point is like, I don't know, 5 years ago or something, six more probably. It was good. Like, it's and I had not met Paul or Storm before. They seem nice. Nika, and Chris had been in the wrestling stuff a little bit before. But that's one of those things where it's like, you know, you got to read the crowd a little bit, right? So it's like, okay, the crowd for, like, kind of core PAX figures, like, you know, like Paul and Storm are there all the time, right? And of course, you know, Jerry's Jerry and all that stuff. So I was like, okay, well, it's like, if I'm going to try to win the game, do I got to kind of try to go in that direction? And in the end, no, I just kind of did what I do. Yeah, the t-shirt cannon was supposed to make an appearance at the wrestling panel. But, I think the cops have that now. I don't know what the story is with the t-shirt gun.
Let me see. I'll be careful how I answer this question. I'll make sure I was the hell
with you, bro.
I don't know.
It's too late, man. We can't be up here moist. Is the moist?
The moist, bro, man.
The moist. It's all good, man. It's all good. Nah, I don't really have it. I play Ace. Nah, you're my brother,
it's
man.
It's okay, man.
Yo, you're the producer of the show, so if you go down, we all go down. What? Right? Get it?
Damn.
See? You want to pause that? Nah, they don't.
The moisture.
Pop, go down. No, pop, we're grown men. We're not supposed to pause that.
When you, man goes down, we all go down? Yo,
are you still pausing?
Nah, I've never paused in my life.
You see? That's my point. Nah, that's
it. I'm aware of the things I'm saying.
Nah.
You just said this man has a bromance.
You know what I noticed?
One man goes down.
It's all these Harlem Bronx dudes that started this crap. Real talk.
It was Dipset, Cameron.
All right, well, Harlem, exactly. They started it.
Did this sound effect that? Because I just found it.
Hey, yo! That's Harlem, son!
Nah, man, that's your man, Lord Sear. Now, if you know Lord Sid, he's done a lot of weird things in his life, so he ain't got no position to be saying nothing.
I just want to do my Gabriel Ross.
We did. I'm playing the song right now. I'm playing the song.
Thank you.
All right, introduce your work to everybody here at Shade 45.
My name is Gabriel Ross, and this is my new single, Hashtag MCM, featuring Jeremiah.
DJ, enough!
My new song, Premium Followers for You.biz. This is my new song, AOL keyword ass. Yo, this is garbage! No. Everyone have a fantabulous evening. And, yeah, I'll see you around. I gotta work from home for a day or two here, so I might not be on the road. But, yeah. Yeah, I'll see you.